Well, I'll always like have it.
They have something that turns water coming out.
Outside, you know, what is that called?
Speaker.
Yeah, like outside the speaker as well as inside the house?
You turn it on, it's done the same way.
Have you ever called, have you ever heard it called a faucet?
Yeah.
Faucet, but it's usually referred to as a speaker.
Speaker. Mm-hmm. I never.
Yeah, like outside.
Or is this, go turn on the speaker for such and such and what have you.
You know, like if you stuck a pin in a balloon, what would it do?
It would burst, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My little grandson can tell you that.
Yeah, you're like, that's true. You know, like you said that your father used to make molasses or syrup.
Syrup.
You know, like what was that stored in?
It's stored in mostly gallon cans.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'd make several hundred gallons.
Goodness. And like he had a machine to crush the cane, I guess.
Yeah, he had a cane grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't, you know, a lot of them was cooked on a kettle. They call a kettle. But my daddy got a pan. Just a flat, long pan. Mm-hmm. And he had his furnace made for that.
Mm-hmm.
And his dippers wasn't round. They were dippers made in a square, and Ian was out for, you know, you have to go under there and get those skimmings off when it begins to get warm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have to dip it with those things to keep it, when it starts boiling, to keep it from boiling over.
Mm-hmm.
And, or sometimes you might have to even pull a little fire out from under it, you know. But, then, of course, there was a hole right at the bottom, right at the side of one corner of that pan, and with a stopper in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where your syrup was poured out into, and you poured it through a cloth to strain it into clean tubs that he had out there for that purpose. And then just as quick as somebody could get to it while they went to, you know, putting it in the gallon or half a gallon, however he wanted to put, you know.
If, you know, like the lard, you know, do you used to make your lard at home?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, you know, like when you had a large quantity of lard, you know, what did you put that in, or what was it called?
Well, you cooked it in the wash pot.
Oh, in the wash pot?
Yeah, and got the grease out of it. Mm-hmm. And what was left was called cracklings.
You know, like you had lard. That's put in what sometimes?
Crackling bread.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know if my wife has ever had it, but I have.
Crackling bread. And then, of course, you had large, I forget how many gallons these pans have, that you put your lard in. Yeah, we used to make all of our lard that we used.
Mm.
But we don't use anything in that connection now. My husband can't eat hog meat, no, he can't eat anything fixed with hog lard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I buy Crisco, which is a vegetable, you know, shortening, and peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as good as anything cooked. Now, turnip greens, if you don't cook you a big piece of a kind of streak of lean-like meat in it, and season it with whole lard, it's not as good.
Really?
That's the reason I can't cook
it
with
call
turnips.
It fatback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because my mother, you know, she cooks, you know, just like you do, you know, like good Southern cooking, and, you know, she uses fat back in all her vegetables.
It's not, and I can just tell you, assure you,
my
daughter, her husband, that's what he wants in his, you know, he's got to have a big hunk of meat in his. And so she told me one Thanksgiving, she said, Mama, let me bring the turnip greens, and she fixed them, and of course she, and her daddy eat them. And he never did know the difference.